United Healthcare. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality. Get real-time assistance when signing into uhcprovider.com with our on-demand chat for claims, benefits, authorizations, and more. Plus, try API Marketplace for a free and secure way to automate your transactions at uhcprovider.com/tryapi. For English, just remain on the line.
Para continuar en español, diga español o abra menú.
Hello, I'm Avery, your virtual assistant at United Healthcare. Before we get started, please tell me if you are calling as a member or a healthcare professional.
Provider.
In a few words, tell me why you are calling today.
Claim status.
We can provide information. Sure. What type of status are you calling about? Claim status, benefit status, prior authorization status, or credentialing status? Sure. To better assist you, please specify whether your call is related to medical, behavioral health, dental, prescription drugs, or vision.
Medical.
And what is the member ID? I'm still listening. What is the member's ID number? I heard 929-515-673. Is that correct? What's the member's date of birth, including the four-digit year? For example. Thank you. One moment while I pull up the account. All right, I have the account in front of me now. What's the date of service? Okay, what is your NPI? Thanks. I've got it. Please hold while you're transferred to our self-service system. Please wait while I gather some information. Do you want a reference number for this member?
No.
Okay. What's the total amount billed?
Representative.
Please hold while your call is being transferred.
Would you be willing to take a brief survey at the end of this call?
Okay.
Thank you. Now, just so you know, when you've finished speaking with the advocate, you'll need to stay on the line to take the survey. I'm transferring you now.
Thank you for calling United Healthcare. My name is Sean, your provider service advocate. Can I have your full name, please?
Yes, my name is Dylan. It's D as in Delta, Y as in Yankee, L as in Lima, A as in Alpha, N as in Nancy. And my last two initial is T as in Tango. And I'm calling from the provider's office, and I have one patient, and I have claim of that patient, and I have specific question on the claim. So can you help me with that?
Sure. Let me help you out regarding the information.
Yeah,
Before
that, will you please spell your name and last two initial of your name for my notes?
Of course. It's S-E-A-N, last initial A like apple.
It's, okay, E as in echo. Okay, Sin, thank you for providing me your name.
Right. You're welcome. And before we proceed, can you please confirm the full name of the provider, please?
Yes, it's Eastern Connecticut Hematology and Oncology Associates.
How about the full name of the patient and the date of birth?
The patient's name is Paulette Garrison, and the date of birth is July 31, 1951.
Thank you so much. And for this one, since we're going to talk about claims information for the patient,
yes,
can I have the exact date of service and the charge amount, please?
Yes, it's May 22, 2025, and the billed amount is $537.96.
Thank you. And please bear with me while I check this information for you.
Sure.
Thank you so much for patiently waiting. So I was able to pull up the information of the claim, and you mentioned that you had specific questions for this claim. And can you please tell me what are your questions?
Yes, Sen, in this claim, if you see the code 90791, all right, when we previously when we previously built this CPT with the modifier 25, it got denied, and the reason is because of the modifier. So this time we refiled the claim without the modifier, then also it would be denied. So may I know the specific reason why the claim is denied?
Yes, so for this one, for this claim, it got denied because prior authorization was required for the 90791. However, there was no authorization case on file. But just to make sure, do you have an authorization case number with you for this CPT code?
No, I don't have right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So
can you please
which
provide
means
me on
the claim got denied?
Yeah. Sen, can you please provide me only 1 minute so that I can gather one information?
I'm sure. Take your time. No worries.
Okay. Thank you. Sen, as per checking at my end for the code 90791, there is no authorization is required for the CPT 90791. So Sen, I am just requesting you once, can you please send this for the review so that it would be reviewed, and if possible then it would be paid. That's why, Sen, I am requesting
you for this one. Yes, for this claim, we can only send the claim back if the claim was denied incorrectly. However, I did try to check for this 90791 CPT code, and I was able to confirm that it does require authorization during the date of service. So we cannot send this claim back for reprocessing since, again, it was denied correctly. But if you have supporting documents that shows that the CPT code does not require an authorization, then you will have to submit an appeal with those supporting documents so that we can validate your dispute.
Yeah. I get your point, Sen, but I am just requesting you one time that you can reprocess this claim for me, if possible to you. I'm just requesting you.
Yes. However, for this one, we don't negotiate whether to send the claim back for reprocessing. We are following a protocol on our end. So, based on the process, if the claim was denied correctly, then we can send the claim back for reprocessing. However, I was able to confirm that the claim was denied correctly, so we cannot send it back without supporting documents that states otherwise.
Okay. But when I checked...
Thank you so much for understanding.
Yeah, I get your point. But when I checked Shen at my end, that 90791, we are saying that the 907191 doesn't require any authorization because it is a
So that is why I'm telling you that if you disagree on how the claim was denied, and if you're stating that the claim was denied incorrectly, then you will have to submit an appeal with those supporting documents, the one that you show on your end, so we can identify and validate that the information that you provided to us is that the claim was denied incorrectly. So again, you will have to submit an appeal for this.
Okay. Or we have one more option, like first we attach the authorization, then we will refile the claim, right?
Yes, that is correct. You will just need to submit an appeal with supporting documents that shows that the claim was denied incorrectly, so that we can further process this claim for you.
Okay, so at last, will you please provide me the call reference number?
Is there anything else that I can provide to you for this?
No, Sam, that's all for today.
Got it. So to validate the information I provided you today, let me provide you the reference number. It's going to be 8782.
It's 8782, right?
That is correct.
Okay, it's a 4-digit reference number, right?
4-digit reference number, that is correct.
Okay, Sen, thank you for providing this information, and have a wonderful day and have a happy weekend. Bye for now.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for calling United Healthcare, and have a good one. Bye for now.